Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump criticizes Russian President Vladimir Putin over war in Ukraine. Israel receives bodies of four deceased hostages handed over by Hamas through Red Cross. India elected unopposed to UN Human Rights Council for seventh time for 2026-28 period. U.S. announces $20 billion plan to help ease currency crisis in Argentina. And Indian shuttlers dominate opening rounds of BWF World Junior Badminton Championships in Guwahati. And now the news in detail. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin over his ongoing war in Ukraine. U.S. President said he doesn't understand why President Putin is continuing with the war, saying that he should have won that war in 1 week. President Trump made these remarks during a bilateral lunch with Argentine President Javier Milei at the White House. President Trump is scheduled to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Friday. The meeting is expected to focus on continued U.S. support for Kyiv. Mr. Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to help ease the Argentina's currency crisis. President Trump also said U.S. economic assistance depends on how Argentine President Javier Milei and his party performs in the upcoming elections. Israel has received the bodies of four deceased hostages after they were handed over to the Red Cross by Hamas in Gaza. The statement of the Office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the bodies were transferred to Israeli Defense Forces and Shin Bet personnel, which is one of the three major intelligence organizations of Israel inside the Gaza Strip. They were later transferred across the border into Israel. The remains are being taken to the National Center of Forensic Medicine in Tel Aviv for identification. Unlike a similar handover on Monday, Hamas did not disclose the identities of the bodies in advance, and Israeli authorities said their identities remain unclear. PM Netanyahu's office said after the identification process is completed, an official notification will be delivered to the families. Afghan Taliban and Fitna al-Khawarij, the militants associated with the banned Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, opened unprovoked fire in Khurram district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa of Pakistan last night. The Pakistani army responded with full force and intensity. With this, the fighting has erupted once again between Pakistani forces and the Afghan Taliban. As per the Pakistani local news agency, Taliban regime posts suffered heavy damage and that one of their tanks caught fire after being hit, forcing Taliban fighters to flee their positions. There are reports of the killing of an important commander of Fitna al-Khawarij in this operation of the Pakistan army. The clashes come after Afghan Taliban forces launched what Pakistan described as an unprovoked attack on military posts situated along the Pak-Afghan border over the weekend. The U.S. military struck a vessel conducting narco trafficking in international waters just off the coast of Venezuela, killing six men aboard, said U.S. President Donald Trump on social media platform. The latest operation has raised the death toll to 27 in a series of U.S. military strikes against suspected drug trafficking vessels near Venezuela since September. According to President Trump, U.S. intelligence had confirmed the vessel was transiting along a known route and associated with illicit narco-terrorist networks. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. India has been elected unopposed to the UN Human Rights Council for the seventh time for three-year term, 2026 to 2028, starting next year. After India's election by the General Assembly was announced yesterday, Permanent Representative P. Harish said this election reflects India's unwavering commitment to human rights and fundamental freedom. In a social media post, Mr. Harish said, India looks forward to serve this objective during the tenure. He also thanked all the delegations for their overwhelming support. The Human Rights Council is the main UN body with 47 members. It promotes and protects human rights around the world, reviews the situation in member countries, and provides a forum to discuss issues. The council was formed by the General Assembly in 2006 when India was elected to its first term. President Draupadi Murmu has said India attaches the highest priority to its development and capacity-building partnership with Mongolia. She said India is fully committed to the timely completion of all the projects currently underway, which will emerge as lasting symbols of India-Mongolia friendship and cooperation. The president said shared cultural heritage and democratic values are the foundation of India-Mongolia relations. Welcoming President of Mongolia Khurel Sukh Ukhna at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday, President Murmu said India and Mongolia are strategic partners, third neighbours and spiritual neighbours. President Draupadi Murmu expressed confidence that the MOU on cultural exchange programme will provide a strong foundation for further promoting cultural exchanges. She said over the past 25 years, India has undertaken various cultural projects in Mongolia, including the restoration of Buddhist monasteries and the reprinting of ancient manuscripts. The president also hosted a banquet in the honour of the Mongolian president. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a meeting with the Vice President of Brazil, Geraldo Alckmin, in New Delhi today. The Defence Minister of Brazil, José Múcio Monteiro Filho, will also be present during the interaction. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations in the field of defence between the two countries. India will resume international postal services to the United States from today. In a release, the Ministry of Communications said India Post has now established a compliant mechanism for delivery duty paid processing after extensive system development and coordination with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The ministry highlighted that the new setup ensures full regulatory compliance, faster customs clearance and seamless delivery to addressees in the U.S. without any additional duty or delay. Postal services to the U.S. were earlier suspended following an executive order issued by the U.S. administration. The suspension was necessitated by new regulatory requirements introduced by the U.S. Customs for the collection and remittance of import duties. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has once again revised Bangladesh's GDP growth forecast downward for the fiscal year 2026, projecting it at 4.9%, down from 5.4% in July and 6.5% in April. According to the IMF's latest World Economic Outlook released yesterday, the global lender expects inflation in Bangladesh to ease to 8.8% in the year 2025-26 and further decline to 5.5% in the following fiscal year. Akashvani Dhaka correspondent reports that interim government has set a more ambitious growth target of 5.5%, surpassing projections made by the international agencies. In badminton, Indian shuttlers began their BWF World Junior Championships with comfortable wins in Guwahati. In girls' category, medal hopefuls Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Huda and Rakshita Shri R launched their campaign with comfortable victories in Guwahati yesterday. In the boys' singles category, Ronak Chauhan, Suryak Sharawat, Lalta Zuala Hamar and Gyan Dattu Titi also sailed through the next round. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump criticizes Russian President Vladimir Putin over war in Ukraine. Israel receives bodies of four deceased hostages handed over by Hamas through Red Cross. India elected unopposed to UN Human Rights Council for seventh time for 2026-28 period. U.S. announces $20 billion plan to help ease currency crisis in Argentina. And Indian shuttlers dominate opening rounds of BWF World Junior Badminton Championships in Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.